John Setka has been the talking point in the last, well, all of this week. He's a controversial union boss, and he's tonight refusing calls to step down, and he's setting up a showdown with the union movement's peak body, the ACTU. He's the Victorian Secretary of the Construction, Forest, Energy, Mining and Maritime Union. He says he will remain in office despite his plan to plead guilty, potentially early next month, to using a carriage service to harass a woman. Now, Labor leader Anthony Albanese, he wants Setka expelled from the ALP over remarks he allegedly made about domestic violence campaigner Rosie Batty. Now, John Setka, he says his enemies are trying to discredit him.
Why should I resign? Why should I leave the union based on people's lies and little political agendas? I mean, I don't intend to resign over people wanting to fabricate things that I've said that I've never said just to try and push me out of the trade union movement so they can get their hands on the CFMEU and all its assets.
Ewan Hannon, as the industrial relations correspondent for The Australian, Ewan, welcome.
Hi, Jonathan.
Is that the game here, to get rid of Setka and get control of the CFMEU and its powerful membership and its financial assets?
No, I think that's something that John Setka would like to people to think as a part of an attempt to, almost in a way, to play a victim. I think there's two issues here. There's comments he made allegedly to the CFMEU National Executive recently about Rosie Batty, which he denies. And secondly, and a more important issue, is the fact that he intends to plead guilty in court in 2 weeks' time to using a carriage service to harass a woman. The view of the union movement is that that's a more serious issue, even though that's not the issue that Anthony Albanese moved against him on over. But that is really the tipping point and is the issue which he should potentially resign over.
How do the Labor movement politics divide up around this? I mean, that is a mysterious and arcane world for most of us. What are the power blocks that are in play here?
Well, certainly John Setka today has got some support from different union officials from the left. Troy Gray from the Electrical Trades Union, who attended his press conference. The press conference was actually held in Troy Gray's building, and which Mr. Gray said afterwards that given what Mr. Setka had said about denying the claims around Rosie Batty, that Anthony Albanese should apologise. But secondly, today, Chris Kane, the quite colourful secretary in WA of the Maritime Union, said that he was there at that meeting where Mr. Setka allegedly said these comments, and he said, "I was sitting 5 feet away. John Setka never said those comments. He's the victim of the stitch-up, and if anyone should resign, it should be Anthony Albanese." So certainly there is some factional support from the left for Mr. Setka. However, there are other unions coming out tonight. United Voice has put out a statement saying if the allegations in relation to the issues before the court are correct, that Mr. Setka should resign. The Australian Services Union has also called for him to resign, and that's the ACTU's position if the court processes to transpire to be a guilty verdict.
Let's just hear a little bit of what Christy Kane had to say today. And he as you say, he reported that he was in that meeting where apparently the comments about Rosie Batty were made. He went on to have a bit of a swing at Anthony Albanese.
Mr. Albanese's run off false allegations. He has misconstrued what has gone on in that room, and he should apologise. Maybe Mr. Albanese should resign, I don't know.
I mean, Ewan Hannon, this has been taken as a sign of Anthony Albanese trying to stamp his authority here, to trying to differentiate himself from the Shorten administration, the ALP, which was famously reluctant to take a swing at the CFMEU.
That's right. So it's funny how politics moves quickly. Yesterday it was shown as a great example of his authority and his leadership. Today it's emerging as really as a test of wills between the political and industrial rings and elements of them within the Labor Party. So, I mean, what we've got at the moment is we've got one person who was there going on the record saying he didn't say it. Setka saying he didn't say it. So far we've yet to hear from anyone who was at the meeting to say, yes, he did say it. We've got unverified reports, we've got sources, we've got newspaper reports. But really, probably helped Anthony Albanese, someone at that meeting, apparently there was up to 50 people there, someone came out and actually said, yes, this is what he said.
I'm sure other versions will slowly but surely make their way out of the room. I mean, it's tricky for Anthony Albanese. It's probably doubly so for the ACTU National Secretary, Sally McManus. Now, she has all this pressure to do something about SETCA, about the CFMEU, but what, in fact, is she able to do in this situation?
Well, it's quite difficult for her to work through this process. I mean, she's put out a statement today. She's flown back from the International Labour Organisation conference early. Says she's spoken to union leaders. She's concerned by Mr. Secker's words and actions, which she says are not compatible with the union movement's values and have impacted, in other words, damaged the union movement. That the ACTU condemns all acts of family violence, but she stopped short of saying that action should be taken against Mr. Secker until she meets with him tomorrow. But I think at the moment, the prevailing view or emerging view is that if he does, in fact, plead guilty in court in 2 weeks' time,
yep,
that his position as leader of the Victorian branch is untenable.
I mean, the Rosie Batty incident has in a way, muddied waters, which, as you say, if there was a guilty plea to that carriage service charge, things would have been a little simpler, a little clearer for all the parties involved.
Well, that's right. So we've got reports of what happened in a meeting behind closed doors. We're sort of restricted from what we can say about the other issue because it's an ongoing court process. So cynics and critics of Mr. Secker saying he's actually been able to exploit those limitations in the last few days to put his position, come out with his wife today, say they're back on track, they're actual victims, they're victims of the Labor Party, these critics in the Labor Party. So it is a sensitive position for the ACTU. They really need to get all the ducks lined up before they can take action. It's quite a long process for things to be taken internally through the CFMU for action to be taken against them. It's a big step to take an action against an elected official.
I mean, the ACTU is a peak organisation, but unions, affiliated unions, are fairly notoriously jealous of their territorial imperatives. They guard their territory and their right to their own opinions fairly strongly.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the ACTU at the moment has left-wing leadership. CFMU has got left-wing leadership. Michael O'Connor is very close to the ALP, the brother of Brendan O'Connor. So they have close relationship between Sally McManus and that leadership. But really, they have to be careful about what they do. It's one thing for Mr. Secker to say he's going to plead guilty in 2 weeks' time. It's another thing for him to actually do it. If they move too prematurely and something else happens in the meantime, that could mean the whole decision is appealed or put in jeopardy.
What's your sense of the internal politics within the CFMEU? How do the numbers line up?
Well, I think there is strong support for him in Victoria, Mr. Secker. It's one of the biggest branches, so he has a degree of support there. He has fallen out with his deputy. I mean, there's been a lot of issues around Mr. Secker over recent months and recent years. So I think there's a lack of patience around him, but it's going to be difficult for them to work through it. I think next week there is a construction division executive meeting scheduled. There is a potential for action to be taken there, perhaps an action which is quite radical to him to say that his actions have brought the union into disrepute. That's quite a severe action to take. It won't be popular amongst the membership, the rank and file in Victoria. So I think some of them are hoping that he falls on his sword in the meantime, but he's showing no signs, obviously, of doing that.
This could be tough, ultimately, for Anthony Albanese, I imagine. I mean, he's a bit of a Pandora's can of worms that he's entered into here in taking this strong position.
Well, yeah, he's won plaudits on the first day for sort of taking strong position against what is seen as quite a controversial figure, to be seen as separating himself out from the leadership of Bill Shorten, obviously a Victorian ex-union leader, seen as exerting his authority over sort of so-called more militant elements of the union movement. But as Mr. Secker digs in and other people come to his aid and support, it's getting a bit messy for him.
Does it strike you, Ewan Hannah, just on a final point? Here we have a public career being, you know, in great strife and dragging down with him John Setcka. Potentially there's collateral damage to the public positions of Sally McManus and Anthony Albanese, all on the basis of a conversation that we actually don't know really what was said, that we have no confirmed account of.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, there's a view in the union movement even tonight as I'm talking to people that this thing is getting increasingly messier and messier and does not look like it's going to have a good ending. That whatever happens, it's quite a bad look to have all this publicity for the union movement. So a lot of people are sort of shaking their heads in despair and saying, we don't know where this is going to end.
It certainly shows how, you know, things in modern media can get a reasonable amount of momentum in pretty quick time.
That's right. Take a life of their own, Jonathan.
Ewan Hannon, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Ewan Hannon is an industrial relations correspondent for The Australian, and we will of course, watch unfolding events closely. This is Drive here on RN.